This is actually the third talk in a series called Broken Promises. But it does relate to our Christmas theme. So three sleeps to go. Who's counting? Three sleeps to go. Yeah. Three sleeps to go till the big day when we open all the presents. And you might ask, have you been good? I'm not so sure about the back row there. Have you been good? Mind you, I'm not so sure about the front row either. You have to work out whether you've been good or not. So perhaps if you've been good, you've been given a promise. You know, a promise of something nice, something special, a gift. So for the last 2 weeks, we've been looking at promises. And the first week, we looked at the promises of man, including promises people make and, unfortunately, promises people break. And then the second week, we looked at the promises of God, and we said God never breaks a promise. But in Psalm 89 and verse 34, God says about himself, "My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips." So if God's made a covenant, if he said something, then it won't be broken. If God said it, it's a done deal, because he's God. He's not man. And he doesn't lie. So this week we're going to look at one of God's promises to us. And there are many. There's so many promises. But we're going to look at one. And it's for everyone. You might think, well, that's okay, Sandra. That promise is for someone else and it's not for me. But this promise from God is for everyone. It's a gift to the whole world. And in fact, it's already been read out today from the Old Testament, from Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." Powerful words spoken by the prophet Isaiah 700 years before the birth of Jesus. God promises in that scripture to be our God, our Father, and to bring us peace through the birth of Jesus. It's a promise from God to send us his Son so God could be with us. And it was spoken 700 years before the promise appeared. God started to speak it into being so that we could all believe for it. Some promises take time. This promise took time. I don't know how many people God asked to speak this out. Maybe there were several prophets before Isaiah, and they all thought, "I'm sorry, God, I think I've had too much cheese. I can't speak this one out. I don't think I'm thinking straight. But you're saying that a child is going to be born that's going to do all of these things." And finally, Isaiah spoke it out, and the promise started to take shape and begin to happen. Now, I felt I had a prophetic word for someone listening to this today, and it's this. If you're still waiting on something, don't give up, because it will happen. God's people waited 700 years for this promise to be fulfilled. It will happen because God always keeps his promises. Jesus was born and he's still born today. He's still with us today. So now we're going to fast forward 700 years from Isaiah to the birth of Jesus. And it's in Matthew 1 and verse 23. It's just one verse. "Behold, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which when translated means "God with us." So God's promise of 700 years was fulfilled right here in the scripture. And it's an amazing promise that God gave to the whole world. No one is missed out, because it says in the New Testament, "For God so loved the world," the whole world, not just half the world, not just people that were doing things right, but everybody, all of us, even when we're making our mistakes. He loves us all, you and me. And he said, "I'm going to be with you. I'm going to call this child Jesus. I'm going to call him Messiah." Jesus had lots of names, and one name for Jesus was Emmanuel. And it was God himself appearing in the form of his son, Emmanuel, which means God with us. And I love the fact that in that scripture, he even translates it for us. He said, "Call his name Emmanuel." And if you translate that, it means God with us. because God did not want us to miss out on that amazing meaning of the name of Jesus. God was now with mankind. He was not up in heaven. He did not live in a kingdom far, far away, but he was right beside us. And he promises still to stand with us. He's with us in this room today by the power of his Holy Spirit. So I have another prophetic word for us here today, and I felt God wanted to say this. Please believe me today. I am here. My presence, my love is here for you today, for each one of us. He's with us now for our situation, for the problems that we face at the lawyer's office, in the doctor's surgery. And when I was preparing this, I had a picture that I believe God gave me. The Bible calls it visions, but it comes in my head, this picture of someone sitting in a chair, and they were all alone. Well, they looked alone, but this person felt all alone. And I felt God said, tell them I am with them. You can't see God in the picture, but he is with you because he's promised to be, and he's not leaving anytime soon. So if you're not sure if God's with you or not, just talk to him. Talk to him and say, God, I need you to show me that you're real. I need you to show me that you're here. And he will. If we talk to him, he will answer. This is what it says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Another translation says, I'll never fail you. I will never abandon you. I don't know who has left you or failed you or abandoned you, but I know one thing. It wasn't God, because he has promised that he will never do that. If we're feeling abandoned and alone, then those feelings are not from God. In fact, only God can come and fill us so that we don't feel that way. God has said he won't leave. He is with us. He is with us. Turn to someone today and say, God is with you. God is with you. He's with you. He's like spiritual super glue. You know, he's just stuck there like these adverts you see for the bonding agent. And the man's got the suit on and he's stuck to the wall. You know, he's just hanging there with the Velcro suit or whatever it is. God is like that, like the biggest piece of Velcro you've ever seen. He's just stuck with us, and nothing can separate him from us. In Romans 8 and verse 35, it asks a question. It's a really good question. Here's the question it asks. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? What a brilliant question. Who's going to separate us? What's going to happen that will separate us from God's love? In other words, what problem is so big that we've got ourselves into that God might leave? Or God might say, I'm sorry, Sandra, I can't handle this one. I give up on this. This problem is just too much for me. What situation will we ever find ourselves in that will separate us from the love of God? What could we possibly do that is so bad or so rank that God says, I wash my hands of you? Well, that's the question that's being asked here, but I've got the answer. The answer is in the same chapter of Romans, chapter 8, and it's just three verses further on. It's in verse 38, where the writer of Romans says this. For I am persuaded beyond doubt, I'm sure, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things impending or threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What an amazing wee Bobby Dazzler of a verse. If you don't go home with anything else today, go home with that verse. The writer is saying absolutely nothing is able to separate us from the love of God. You know, we should be shouting and dancing, jumping up and down, waving some flags today, because no matter where we are, emotionally or physically, God is still there. It says, I'm persuaded beyond doubt. I'm absolutely sure. But are we sure of God's love? Sure, he promises to be with us and never leave us. Sure, he loves us, come what may, regardless of the mistakes we've made. Because if we're in any doubt, we've stopped believing his promise. We've stopped believing who he is. We've stopped believing the meaning of the name Emmanuel. I encourage you this Christmas to start to believe again. Believe that God will never leave. Believe that God is with you. You know, people come and go. We'll have fair weather friends, and they may have broken their promise to you, but it wasn't God. As we reach the end of this year, we might want next year to be different. I remember standing in the middle of a street in Edinburgh and saying to God, if my life is the same this time next new year, I don't know how I'll cope. I don't know if I'll manage to keep going. And that's, I just remember saying that prayer so clearly and talking to God about it. And guess what? Next new year came along and my life hadn't changed. It was exactly the same as it had been last year. But I had changed. God had changed me. God had made me stronger. And I was, instead of being under the circumstances, I was on top of the circumstances. I was walking on water. You know, I was conquering the things that were trying to conquer me. So I can't promise that the situation for you will be different this time next year, but I can promise that you can be different in the situation. You can be stronger. You can be able to cope with it and conquer it. You can believe God is with you and nothing will separate you from him. You can believe God's promises will come true for you. Last week we said that we can rewrite our own story no matter what someone did to us, no matter how they attacked us. We can pick ourselves up and we can rewrite it. Circumstances may not change, but we can change in the circumstances. Don't carry the same worry into the new year or the same pain or the same brokenness into next year. Get a new beginning. Get new hope. How do you do that? Begin to believe that God has got good promises for you. Believe he's with you and he's got a good plan for your life. 2,000 years ago, God promised to be with us and he still is. Jesus was born and he can't be unborn. He's still alive today. He's still Emmanuel. That's still one of the names of Jesus. He's still God with us and he always will be. Folks, this Christmas, it's time to believe what God has promised you.